From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is telling officials at a UN anti-poverty summit that the United States will continue to help poor nations even when the economy sours. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, Mr. Obama is detailing a new U.S. global development policy focusing more on trade and diplomacy than spending money.
President Obama made a capitalistic argument for helping poor countries advance. In effect, never mind whether development projects are the right thing to do, they're the profitable thing to do.
In our global economy, progress in even the poorest countries can advance the prosperity and security of people far beyond their borders, including my fellow Americans.
He said it's a myth that development is mere charity that does not serve our interests. And he called on countries to shift the debate from how much money is being spent on development to results, whether that money is actually improving people's lives. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, New York.
President Obama is taking another stab at explaining the nation's health care policy 6 months after he signed it into law. At a small backyard gathering in suburban Virginia, the president challenged Republican critics to acknowledge the consequences of scaling back the law. Some of the provisions taking effect this week include removing lifetime limits on medical costs. Parents can now include adult children up to age 26 on their policies. The Bell California officials accused of bilking taxpayers out of more than $5 million have been granted bail but won't be arraigned until next month. NPR's Ina Jaffe says a state audit is raising some questions about Bell's handling of some $65 million in public funds.
State Controller John Chung put the lion's share of responsibility on former Bell City Manager Robert Rizzo, who he said ran the city's finances like a petty cash drawer. It was the perfect breeding ground, said Chung, for fraudulent, wasteful spending. The audit found that Bell officials used city money for personal loans and inflated salaries, levied more than $5.5 million in illegal taxes, and mismanaged $50 million in bond funds. Rizzo was arrested Tuesday along with seven other current or former Bell officials. They appeared before a judge Wednesday morning but did not enter pleas. Rizzo and four others will have to prove to the court that they are not using looted city funds to post bail. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Florida's Governor Charlie Crist says the state will no longer stand in the way of gay couples seeking to adopt. A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court decision that the state's ban on gay adoptions is unconstitutional. The American Civil Liberties Union and a gay couple who challenged the law still want the Florida Supreme Court to finally settle the matter. Asian shares are mixed at this hour. Stocks in Hong Kong and Shanghai are trading higher. Shares are lower in Tokyo. This is NPR News. Mortgage lender GMAC says it is suspending some evictions and foreclosure sales to deal with a potential flaw in its foreclosure process. The move comes after a GMAC employee admitted signing foreclosure documents without first checking their accuracy. GMAC is not saying how many homeowners will be affected by the move, but Ally Financial, which owns GMAC, says new residential foreclosures will proceed as normal. More trouble for the self-proclaimed toughest lawman in America. NPR's Ted Robbins says auditors are accusing Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio of misusing up to $80 million in public funds.
Maricopa County managers in Phoenix say Arpaio's department used money budgeted for jail operations to pay deputies to investigate county supervisors and judges. Arpaio's been in a running feud with those other county officials. The data also shows the sheriff's department kept two sets of personnel books, one showing official work assignments and another showing what employees actually did. Last week, an aide to Arpaio alleged criminal abuse of power in the department's top ranks. Two deputy chiefs were suspended, another is on leave. Arpaio has also been sued by the Justice Department in a civil rights probe. The sheriff is best known for his illegal immigrant sweeps, outdoor tent jails, and pink underwear for inmates. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
House Republicans are distributing their campaign agenda for the elections in the fall. The plan called Pledge to America calls for a cut in taxes and federal spending. The party hopes to gain control of the House of Representatives in November. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.